You're listening to the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
We've had an awfully chilly start to spring, but this has actually been a good thing for some of our vendors at the market, particularly for our first farmer on today's podcast, Stefan Cantor of Deep Mountain Maple. She's been selling maple syrup and fine maple candy since 1984, and today she'll enlighten us about some myths around a certain popular master cleanse involving maple syrup.
Next, we'll talk to Mark Morton of Warwick Valley Winery, which started in 1994, was founded by two doctors. They have a variety of wines from grapes from the Finger Lakes and the distillery that produces a variety of brandies and cordials, and an orchard that produces a variety of hard ciders from apples and pears.
Lastly, we'll speak to a veteran of the green market, Jim Van Houten of Van Houten Farms, who has been at the green market for over 33 seasons. Right now, he is selling spring bulbs, annuals, herbs, 400 varieties of perennials, and later this season, he'll bring us his vegetables, followed by his Christmas trees and holiday greenery.
Hi, I'm Stefan Cantor, and I, along with my husband Howard, am the owner of Deep Mountain Maple. We are a farm in northern Vermont, northeastern Vermont, near the Canadian border, and we produce maple syrup and fine maple candies for sale at the Union Square Green Market and to fine restaurants in New York City. And we've been doing that since 1986. No, sorry, 1984. So we are very happy to announce that this is our 25th year at Union Square. This time of year is it for us. This is our season. This is when we're making all of our maple syrup, the whole crop for the next year. Maple syrup is made through a really basic culinary process called reduction. We gather sap from the maple trees. When the sap comes from the tree, it's thin like water, it's clear, and it's only 1.5 to 2.5% maple sugar. So the process of producing this syrup is simply to boil that sap over a very hot fire until it's reduced, until the sugars are concentrated and all kinds of fantastic caramelization and other things have gone on, which transform the maple sap into delicious maple syrup. Now, in the course of the season, this is early spring, so the weather's going to warm up. Sap, as the season progresses, will get progressively darker in color, and it will produce progressively darker syrup. So maple syrup is all graded by its color. And in Vermont, we have 4 maple syrup grades, from very light to very dark. The lightest is called Fancy, Vermont Fancy. And traditionally, it's considered the best. It's what sugar makers always strive to make. It has a very delicate flavor compared to the darker syrups. The darkest grade is called Grade B. It's what a lot of New Yorkers like. It's a very, very strong taste, a very dark color. It looks like molasses, only it's not as thick as, because maple syrup is thinner than molasses or corn syrup or honey or most other liquid sweeteners. And in between Fancy and Grade B, the darkest are 2 grades, medium amber and dark amber. So the grading system goes Fancy, Grade A medium, Grade A dark, and B. And those are just the names of the grades. But what they tell you is that basically the darker the syrup, the stronger the flavor will be. There's no difference in the process. And this is a common misunderstanding. A lot of people have the idea that darker syrup, especially the Grade B, is less quote-unquote refined. This is not true. This is a misinformation that I'd like to correct. Because there's no refining in maple syrup. There's no refining in any grade maple syrup. And it has mostly to do with when in the season it's produced. So the nutritional content is going to be the same in any grade syrup. A lot of people like to do a cleansing fast called the Master Cleanse, which was invented by a guy who lived in California. And it's a fabulous cleanse, but the guy unfortunately didn't really understand how maple syrup was made. So he's done a lot to promote this idea that Grade B's got more minerals or more nutritional value. But really, it's all the same. Maple syrup is a really nutritious sweetener. It's full of good minerals. It's got potassium, magnesium, iron. So like honey, it's a very nutritious sweetener. You don't have to feel guilty about it. It's got less calories than white sugar or corn syrup. And it has good minerals. They're different from the ones in honey. So if you use both, you're getting the whole gamut. So once we've got our maple syrup, then we can make other things out of the syrup. We make a whole selection of maple candies. Traditionally, there is a candy made from maple syrup, pure maple candy. It's got only maple syrup in it. We, of course, we make that, the pure variety, for the purists. But we also, over the years, have learned to add various yummy ingredients to our candies. And I have to say that's really because of our Green Market customers. Years and years ago, we would have customers come up to the stand, mostly from the Caribbean, West Indies, and they would be really taken with the candy because it reminded them of a kind of candy made from sugar cane. And people would say, oh, this is really good, but you should put ginger in it, or you should put coconut in it. One day I asked the lady, well, tell me how, and we'll try it. So we did, and the ginger candy was an immediate hit, and it's one of the big favorites. We also make maple candy with coconut, maple candy with hot peppers sometimes, maple candy with pecans, and this is Vermont maple syrup and Georgia pecans, so a friend of ours calls it reconciliation candy. We also make maple cream, which is another traditional maple product. It doesn't have cream in it. It's called cream because of the consistency. Basically, you boil the syrup longer so it's thicker, then you cool it and you beat it, and it does this magic thing and turns into a creamy consistency that's a lot like peanut butter. And you can spread it on things, but it's still pure maple. We also make fruit syrups. We blend our maple syrup with fresh fruits, which we juice and concentrate. We do raspberry, blueberry, blackberry, and we make a ginger maple syrup, which is another big favorite. The flavors of ginger and maple are really nice together. So there are some foods that maple complements particularly well, and we've found ginger is one. Nuts, fruits like apples, pears, plums, those kinds of things are great with maple. I like to promote the idea that maple syrup is not just for breakfast. You can do all kinds of great stuff with it, and a lot of people use it as an alternative sweetener, but it's wonderful like for marinades with meats or salad dressings or, you know, anything you can think of. When a recipe calls for white sugar, just throw in a little maple syrup instead. We're at Union Square on Fridays and Saturdays year-round. We take off a couple of weeks after Christmas, and we generally take off the weekend of the 4th of July. But other than that, we're here all year.
Hi, I'm Mark Morton from the Warwick Valley Winery. We started in 1994 as a winery that was founded by two doctors. And then in about 2001, we started making Doc's Draft hard apple cider. In 2002, we became the first distillery in the Hudson Valley since Prohibition, and we started our brandies. And then shortly thereafter, we began making our fruit liqueurs. And everything that we make is grown and produced in the Hudson Valley in the Warwick region. We make 10 different wines. We also make the four hard ciders, which is probably our biggest product, is all over the New York City area. We do five fruit liqueurs. And we make four brandies. We make a hard apple cider, a hard pear cider, or a framboise, which is a raspberry cider, as well as a cassis cider, which is a black currant cider. We make an apple, pear, raspberry. We make an apple brandy, a pear brandy, a black currant brandy, as well as a grappa. We are an apple and pear orchard. We use all estate-grown apples and pears for our products. And then we use neighboring farms to get our raspberries, our black currants, etc. Our grapes are actually grown in the Finger Lakes region. We actually just started distilling bourbon whiskey, which will be ready in the next 4 years. And then hopefully this summer we'll actually have a gin ready for serving as well. The Green Market's been very successful for us. We come here about once a month, supported by the New York Grape and Wine Organization in New York City, and they do a great job for us. Doc's Draft, all our hard ciders are located at the Whole Foods all over the five boroughs. Every Whole Foods carries Doc's Draft, and the wines, the brandies and the liqueurs are you can get at Astor Wines and Astor Place.
Hi, I'm Jim Van Houten of Van Houten Farms. We have a garden center and greenhouse operation in Pearl River, Rockland County, about 45 minutes northwest of here. And we also have a 300-acre farm out in Orangeville, Pennsylvania, Columbia County, roughly 3 hours west of here. We've been working with the Green Market, one of the farmers, since 1977. Now, of course, the Green Market started operation in 1976, so we started the following year, which would be about 32 years or 33 seasons. We begin the season right about now, middle of March. with plants. Today I have all different size containers of pansies and violas. I also have the spring bulb plants, hyacinths, daffodils. I will have tulips next week. And then we go on into all your annuals. Most of the annuals are raised out in Pennsylvania. I take personal pride in our perennials. I personally grow them, or my crew does, in Pearl River. I grow usually well over 400 different varieties of perennials. And so perennials and annuals, herbs, some nursery stock, shrubs, trees are what we have to offer up until about middle of June. Then we gradually change into vegetables. So during the remainder of the summer and the fall, we're mostly seasonal vegetables. Seasonal meaning summer vegetables, going on into fall vegetables, all your pumpkins, your Halloween items. Then later in the fall, we have our broccoli and our cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and what have you. And then we gradually, you know, we're doing a lot of vegetables, of course, for Thanksgiving. And then we abruptly change into Christmas. And we raise Christmas trees in Pennsylvania. We cut our own branches to make, and my brother's crew makes the actual wreaths in Pennsylvania. My workers decorate them up in Rockland County. So it's interesting. I've been doing it for these 30-some-odd years. I still find it interesting. It's a business where it's always changing. The unfortunate part is you're supposed to be planning for the season you're in 4 months prior, which, of course, I never do. But at least I'm not getting up every morning, going to the same cubicle in the same office for 30-some-odd years. So it is interesting. Of course, farming has always been considered seasonal, and I'm finding in these last few years that the seasonal aspect probably refers mostly to the income. But it keeps me going. It keeps me interested in what I'm doing. And of course, it's a very people-oriented business. And as you can probably tell from this, I do enjoy talking with people.
That's all we have time for today, but we'll be updating our website and adding some new features in the coming weeks. If you want to be kept up to date on the new content, you can visit our site and add your name to our email list. Or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/retrovore or join our Retrovore Facebook group. We'd also like to hear from you, so please send us your comments. And if you'd like to have them read on the air, please include your first name and where you're from. You can also send those to comments@retrovore.com.
The Retrovore Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of retrovore.com.
Remember, the future
is in the pasture.
See you next week.